Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
It's a good bit of interest in what Alan Smeaton was telling us about, Professor Alan Smeaton and his students who developed that tool. So you upload your data from your smart meter and then you hand it over to them, and their website is elec-tariffs.ie, and I'll spell that out for you in a minute. And they come up with the tariff that's most suitable to you based on your usage, essentially, so you get the best deal, and that may not be the tariff that you're on. So the website again is elec-tariffs.ie. But the proviso is that you have to do a bit of work yourself, because you have to download the data from your smart meter, and there is a way to do that, and you need to spend a bit of time. Then you hand it over to that website, to Alan Smeaton's website, and they'll find the best tariff for you. And we'll give you that one again. It's elec-tariffs.ie. Now, one black box has been recovered from yesterday's tragic Air India plane crash, which could provide important data such as the plane's altitude, speed and what the pilots were saying to each other in their final moments. British national Vishwash Kumar Ramesh, the lone survivor of the 242 passengers on board the London-bound flight, has been speaking to reporters from his hospital bed this morning. He said he thought he was going to die, but then he opened his eyes, pulled out the belt from under his seat and tried to escape. Families, of course, have been left shocked and devastated, because many of them are waiting for bodies of their loved ones to be formally identified. A British couple, Jamie Ray and Fingal Greenlaw Meek, who were due to return home after a 10-day wellness retreat, posted this video from the airport as they waited to board the flight.
We are in the airport, just boarding. Goodbye, India.
Goodbye. Thank 10 you. Hour flight back to England.
Going back happily, happily, happily calm.
All right. Jamie Ray and Fingal Greenlaw Meek. And Fingal actually appeared on Good Morning Britain very recently too. I saw that they were paying tribute to him a little earlier. We're joined by Rahul Bedi now, contributor to the Irish Times based in New Delhi. And Rahul, thank you for being with us. The entire country must be in a state of shock still today, I would imagine.
Yes, everybody is in a state of shock, and everybody is, they're glued to their television set seeing what's actually going on. The situation is more or less the same as it was yesterday, in the sense that they're still sifting through the rubble. Bodies, as you said in your introduction, have not been handed over till the DNA tests are completed. And the government hasn't really come out with an official death toll as yet. Mm-hmm. But it's assumed that it's about 241. As you again mentioned, this person, the British national who is in hospital, he got away with minor injuries. And it's quite miraculous that he actually survived the crash.
And even the aviation experts are saying it's almost inexplicable how he managed to survive. I understand the Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi has been visiting the crash site this morning and meeting some families there too.
Yes, the Prime Minister met not only the survivor, but he met some of the other grieving families also. Mr. Modi belongs to the city of Ahmedabad, where this crash actually happened. And he was there. He even held a meeting with senior officials. Air India has set up various counters around the country, in New Delhi, in Ahmedabad, in Gujarat, as well as at Gatwick, to inform people about the sort of the happenings and the proceedings. So it's still there's been nothing conclusive about it. And as you said, again, the inquiry has started. They're being assisted by the US authorities as well as officials from Boeing. They've recovered one of the black boxes, which is from the tail of the aircraft. The cockpit recorder has yet to be accessed, but I think it's just a matter of time before they manage to get hold of that too.
And again, you know, we heard yesterday in the immediate aftermath that this was so much worse because of the place that where it crashed. It crashed over a populated area, a medical school, a residential building. What are you hearing about casualties amongst those who were on the ground?
Well, actually, there's a technical explanation. The aircraft crashed within about 36 seconds of takeoff. It was about 300 or 400 meters high. And it seems, again, it's speculation for the time being, but it seems that the pilot realized what was going on and he tried his best to land somewhere where he could actually land the plane, but he couldn't because it was surrounded by buildings. And the building that it actually hit and broke up over was, as you said, a medical hostel for medical interns and nurses. And they were actually having lunch at that point in time because it was about 1:30 in the afternoon. And again, there's been no confirmation of the number who died in as a consequence of the plane hitting the building. But the figure of about 7 to 9 people having died is doing the rounds in the Indian media. But about 20 or 30 people were taken to hospital following injuries. So it's that also is the figure is awaited.
Rahul, thank you very much for joining us from New Delhi. That's Rahul Bedi there reporting on that tragic Air India crash.